This is interview number two with Zahara Awodili at 2108 on January 7th, 2026. This is a follow-up interview to yesterday's interview. So my first question I have for you is, yesterday you mentioned that you were pursuing psychiatric nursing, yes?
I said I was pursuing psychology and that I was going to get a nursing degree after.
Oh, my apologies. Well, I actually have a follow-up question about that. Why did you choose to pursue psychology first and then nursing? Or was that out of your control?
Because there's only a nursing track. Like, you can't declare nursing if you're not in nursing school. You'd be put on a nursing track taking all the classes for nursing. But I wanted to still do psych, so I declare psych, and I'm taking all the classes needed for psych and nursing at the same time.
Oh, I see. So, yes, I see. So, my question is, with psychology and then going into nursing, what role do you think you'll be playing? Do you think you might be playing inpatient psych ward? Do you think you might be playing outpatient care? Do you have any preference either way?
I'm not doing psychiatric nursing as soon as I get out of nursing school, because that's a whole other degree that I need to pursue to do what it is that I want to do. So I'm going to be a regular RN first, just working in a clinic or something like that. I don't know where I'm going to be yet. And then afterwards, I can work from home doing the job that I want to pursue. So I'll probably be working at home.
Do you know what job you want to pursue?
What?
Do you know what, as in, you just mentioned that you would work from home and pursue the job that you want to pursue.
Psychiatric nursing.
Oh, so you would be based with something like telehealth visits?
Something similar to that, yes.
Okay. And this is just a brief question, looping back to yesterday. We both know of the administration's recent comments. I'm not going to revisit them. If someone said to you that nursing isn't a quote-unquote real job, how do you think you would prove them wrong?
By showing them a picture of a hospital.
All right, I understand. And what do you hope, or what would you hope, that would do for them? Or what are you imagining that would do for them?
Make them realize that nurses take up a majority of the space in a hospital. And if something were to happen to you today or tomorrow and you get admitted to the hospital and you think that the nurses that are coming into the room are not qualified or don't have real jobs, then you're just out of luck. Because very rarely do the doctors ever see you unless something's actually wrong with you. So good luck with that.
So are you thinking of it from a qualitative aspect? You're thinking about the quality of the nurses at the hospital and everything like that. So my question is, I understand that you have that qualitative outlook on the question. Do you think you have that qualitative outlook with school in general, or is it specifically applying to nursing? Yes? Okay. Do you have a routine as a student? And if so, please walk me through it.
A routine as a student?
Yes, as in like some basic things you do, like...
I get up, I go to school.
What do you do at school is what I'm asking.
I go to class. I go to the library. I go home.
Okay. What do you do at the library? Like... How long?
I do homework. I sit there. I chill. I do nothing sometimes. I do whatever I have to do. I can't. I don't know.
All right. Sorry. I'm sorry about that. What's something notable that you've learned across any of your classes? And you can take all the time you need to think.
To read the textbook. And don't, actually, no, I lied. To not wait till the last minute to study. It's never worth it.
To not wait until the last minute to study. I think that's sound advice, especially for not even just college students, like high school students, middle school students. I think that's high quality advice across the board. Did you notice this by yourself, or did a professor say something to that amount?
No, professors have said that, and I noticed it myself.
Okay. Do you have a favorite class? You don't have to name the professor or anything.
I'm not in school right now, so
Or
I
did
don't
you, I meant
know
to say.
what my favorite professors would be moving forward. I don't know, but yeah, I had a few professors that I really enjoyed every semester.
Every semester. How many semesters are there? Are there two
There's
like usual?
eight.
Oh, I understand.
There's eight across 4 years, meaning there's two semesters in each year. There's spring semester and winter semester, but most people aren't in school for those semesters. So it's really just fall and spring. And also financially doesn't cover summer and winter, as far as I know.
So let me understand correctly. Since you're a sophomore and you're going into your second semester of the year, you've been through three semesters, is that correct?
This is gonna be my fourth, yeah.
So yes, okay. I just wanted to make sure about that. If you had to pick one thing to remove from your university experience, either going forward or looking at it in retrospect for any semester that you've had, what do you think it would be?
Like what?
Like, just something, I don't really want to tell you, but something unpleasant, maybe, or something that you didn't like, or a requirement that you had that you were just like, oh, I'm gonna, all right, but you didn't really want to do it.
Nothing really. There's too much freedom to say that.
So you say there's too much freedom. Do you like that freedom, or do you think
Yeah.
that sometimes it can be a little confusing with
No,
what you should do with it?
it's not confusing.
Okay.
No.
I understand. And in contrast, if you had to pick one thing to add to your university experience going forward or from any of your past semesters, what would it be?
I can't think of anything right now. I don't know what I would add. Don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I would add, to be honest. It's fine right now.
So, do you think that's because you've just enjoyed your experience across the board?
Yep.
All right. I understand. Were you That's all the questions that I have, so did you have anything else to enrich or for the public good?
No, not really.
All right, I understand. This was interview number two with Zahara Awoudeli. We are finishing at 2116 on January 7th. Well, now it's 2117 on January 7th, 2026. It's a Wednesday.